This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue our Super Bowl 52 coverage as we get you ready for the Patriots and the Eagles on Sunday. We're going to find out what it will take for the Eagles to beat the Patriots. And right now we are delighted to have with us this evening one of our favorites. That is Super Bowl winning coach and former head coach of the Eagles, the great Dick Vermeil. Good evening, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. It has certainly been an incredible journey and ride for the Eagles this year. You led the Eagles to their first Super Bowl back in 1980 and spent seven seasons as their head coach. Right now, I mean, I'm sure there's just a myriad of emotions that you're feeling leading up to the big game on Sunday, right?
No question. You know, I'm an ally, okay? I live in the community. I know the coaching staff. I know the general manager well. I know the owner. And, you know, I'm emotionally involved with that team. Not physically. I'm just maybe a better educated football fan that really appreciates what they've done because of my past experiences, and I know how tough it is. So I'm excited for them. I think they have a great opportunity to win a good ball game.
Well, this is a team, as you're talking about, you're very fond of, and in many ways, Dick, it's like a family to you. So take us back to your time in Philly and when you were there as a head coach, because as I understand the story, I mean, it wasn't until your fifth season that the Eagles reached the Super Bowl, winning 12 regular season games and then the division to clinch the NFC Championship. What stands out from that magical season and run?
Well, you know, in comparison to winning the World Championship 18 years or 19 years later with the Rams in St. Louis, the Eagle challenge was greater in that we didn't have a first, second, or third round pick my first year in 1976. In 1977, we didn't have a first, second, or third round pick.
Wow.
And 1978, we didn't have a first or second. And in 1978, we made the playoffs for the first time in 18 years. And 2 years later, we were in the Super Bowl. So there's a lot of self-satisfaction. And so much went into that beyond just drafting talent or signing talented free agents, you know. They were kids that really went to work and put so much into it. And I've said to you, I think in the past, as you know, it takes just as much to go there and lose a Super Bowl as it does to go there and win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, the Eagles did more to go there and lose in effort and time than the Rams did to go there and win.
Well, you are listening to Voice Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl winning coach. He led the Eagles to their first Super Bowls, and he was with the Eagles 7 years as their head coach. He is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Coach, last week on the program, we had Dan Reeves was on our program, and I asked him, you know, some of the biggest challenges as a head coach, you know, leading up to the Super Bowl. How do you go about eliminating some of the distractions? Because they can be very unproductive. When you reflect back on that, what did you do different from the first Super Bowl where you guys came up short against the Raiders and the Super Bowl you won in 1999 with Kurt Warner as your QB?
Well, the very first Super Bowl we went to, which we lost, we had 2 weeks. We had a buy-in between the championship game and the Super Bowl played in New Orleans. In 1999, going into 2000, there was no bye between our Tampa beating Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship game and playing the Super Bowl in Atlanta the next week against the Titans. There was no bye. So that changed everything dramatically. But I think we made some mistakes the first time around that we didn't have time to make the same mistakes the second time around. But, you know, the owner put on a great big party the Wednesday after the NFC Championship went against Dallas. And I think it almost sent a message that we've already accomplished what we set out to do. You know, it was an unbelievably elaborate party and just spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I kept thinking to myself, you know, I don't know if this is a good idea, but he wanted to do it and he did it, the owner. And we won out. We didn't play well enough to win. And we weren't 100% healthy when we went into the game to play, especially on offense. And that hurt us. And we were -3 in turnovers, and that killed us. So the better team won that day. When I did it in St. Louis, I didn't have an extra week to screw them up, so that maybe that helped us.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we ended up taking five potential Hall of Famers on the offensive line of scrimmage with us on the same plane, and that gave us a better chance to win the game. And three of them are all already in the Hall of Fame in Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Orlando Pace. Isaac Gase will know if he's not in or out this Saturday night, and Torrey Holt will be the next one to follow. So those guys were so gifted. They were going to be tough to beat, and the defense played so well anyway all year. So I'm not getting the credit for it. They were the number six defense in football. When we went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles, we were number one in the NFL on defense and number six on offense. When we went in 1999 into Super Bowl 34, we were number one on offense and number six on defense.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So a lot of similar experiences. But, you know, I think it's even tougher today than it was when we went 18 years ago. I think there's more media hype, more variations of television and computer reporting and all these different things that they put the teams through. So they've really got to be disciplined not to allow it to be a distraction.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us on this Friday night. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us. Connect with us live on Twitter at eRadio Sports. And you can go back and listen to our exclusive interview with Super Bowl winning coach Dick Vermeil at podcastarena.com as we get you ready for Super Bowl 52, U.S. Bank Stadium, Minneapolis, 6:30 Eastern Time kickoff on NBC. Okay, so coach, the Patriots, they are, I would say, overwhelming favorites to win. But give us a sense of how the city of Philadelphia, how they have embraced, they've embraced this underdog role and just this incredible opportunity.
Well, you know, Philadelphia is a very emotionally identifiable and intense football fan team in regard to the Eagles. They really identify as probably as much as any city in the United States. And everybody says they have the best fans. Well, what you know about Philadelphia, they're the most intense fans. And some of them are the oldest fans because it's such an old franchise. But I think the city has handled it well. The coaching staff has handled it well. I think the anticipation is tremendous. You know, I'm not in Philadelphia this week. I'm down in Florida getting out of the snow and all that kind of stuff and watching the game from here. But they love their Eagles. I just can't imagine what they will be like if the Eagles don't go down there and win it, because they've already got it won in their mind. They're already planning, you know, what they're going to do to the flagpoles and their street lights in town, put grease on them so people can't climb up and down them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how positive they are in their mind, that they still have to play the game.
Well, and you know, when you think about the Eagles, they have overcome so much this season, the injuries, and we think of most notably in their quarterback in Carson Wentz. And I just have to say, you know, Dick, it's just been inspirational to watch, because a lot of folks don't have confidence that, you know, they would be able to make it this far. But it's a testament to that next man up mentality. And also you have to tip your hat to head coach Doug Peterson. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job.
Yes, and he's been backed so wonderfully by the general manager in the personnel department. Because when he lost a starter, like the left tackle, the left guard, the middle linebacker, the great return specialist, they had somebody who could stand up and play and gradually get well enough to beat playoff teams with. You know, they didn't start out when they filled in as backups into starting roles. They were shaky, but they played well enough to win, and now they've played well enough to win two playoff games. Can they play well enough as former backups now when starters in the Super Bowl? Let's be, you have to see that on Sunday, but I think they can.
You know, I think back to 99 in the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner. What perhaps was that conversation that you had with him, your message to him prior to the game. You know, if you had the opportunity to talk to Nick Foles, I mean, what would your advice be, Coach Vermeil?
I would say go out there and be what you're disciplined to be, what you have confidence to be. Don't try to win the game all by yourself. Operate within the discipline of the offense and what's called it. And go through your procedures as you did a week ago or 2 weeks ago now against Minnesota and other games when you played. I've always felt he could play and play well. And, you know, but you, for a quarterback to play well, you got to be in an environment that provides some good enough players around him to allow him to do what he has to do. And obviously, the Eagles have done that. And the coaching staff, like you mentioned, Doug Peterson and his staff, have done an outstanding job.
Dick, who deserves the most credit for this incredible turnaround with the Eagles and this rebuild? Who do you point to?
Well, I don't know. You know, I had the philosophy, if you need credit, go to the bank. You know, that's the business they're in. This credit is dispersed throughout the organization, starting always from the owner. Mm-hmm. And the owner made the final say on, yes, we hired Doug Peterson. And then, you know, and then it trickles right on down. Remember, Howie Roseman was moved out of the generalship. General manager job, and then moved back after Chip Kelly was let go. You know, so there's been a lot of decisions made, but it starts with the owner, then goes down to the chain of command into the coaching staff. And from there, the leadership you have on your squad.
Well, and you also, you know, you give a lot of credit to just Carson Wentz, just the amazing job he did as the starting cornerback at the time to get his team to this point. I mean, he was on pace to become, what, the NFL's MVP. I mean, my heart breaks for him that he is not having the opportunity to play. But, you know, what Nick Foles has done has just been incredible.
Yeah, and Carson, you know, the thing is, here you are playing for the world championship in the NFL.
Wow.
With your backup quarterback, your backup left tackle, your backup left guard, your backup middle linebacker, okay? And who come back next year? All those guys will be healthy to play again next year.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have done now, due to those injuries, you have developed an extremely deep, talented backup team that can play well enough to get you the Super Bowl. Now you add the starters prior to their injuries, and I think you end up with a better football team.
Super Bowl winning coach Dick Vermeil, just with us a few more minutes. SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you about is the progress made by Nick Foles just over the past 4 weeks. I mean, he looks like, Dick, he looks like a completely different player. I mean, he had big throws against the Vikings. How will he adjust against the Patriots defense on Sunday? Can he hold up?
I think that is dramatically. I mean, they force you to be good. They force you to execute your offense. They don't give you many things. Okay. And you can't take too many risks with the ball in your hand. You can't turn it over. You can't make the dumb reads. Nick Foles has to stay within the scheme, his own discipline, and his own confidence level. You can't get too cocky and over aggressive against a great defensive team. You've got to take what they give you and execute it.
Okay, we talk about the offensive game plan for the Eagles, but defensively, what is the game plan for the Eagles, and you know, how do they slow Tom Brady?
There's probably been more discussed about that all week than anything else. You know, I think the defense has to be what they've been all year, one of the top defenses in football, and they cannot let Brady be Brady. They've got to move him around. They've got to knock him down. They've got to pressure inside. They can't give him time to step up and roam the field and scan and go from one to two to three and check down. You know he isn't going to scramble very often to beat you. So I think it stems with the great defensive adjustments made by Jim Schwartz, the coordinator and staff. I think the change-up blitzes. But the big thing is going to start with rotation of the down four. So they're strong physically in the fourth quarter and not allow New England to do what they normally do, come back and beat you even when they're behind.
Our exclusive interview with Dick Vermeil continues after this quick break. Hey, we're coming to a close. Dick Vermeil has been with us, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and some NFL news and notes. You got to give me a hit while you're on the program tonight. Talk about the return of John Gruden. Is the Raiders renaissance? Is it just around the corner? Are you pretty excited about him coming on back?
Yeah, no question. I'm very confident John Gruden will do a great job. I think he'll be a better coach than he was the last time he coached a world championship team in Tampa Bay. And eventually, you know, he ended up wearing out his welcome, got fired, but now he's back. I think he'll be a better coach and he'll fit beautifully within the Raider organization and he'll be very successful.
Well, we also have to take time to highlight tonight Vermeil Wines. What is the latest with Vermeil Wines? What can all of our listeners anticipate and look forward to in 2018? And also, Coach, I mean, there were all those fires out in Napa Valley earlier this fall. How did you come out on that?
Well, we were very fortunate. We were worried, scared to death, but the fire came within a quarter of a mile of our custom fresh winery, Tampa Bay.
Oh, wow.
Out on Tubbs Lane. It came within a quarter of a mile, but it moved, fortunately for us, and dramatically a negative 30 feet in the direction it moved over on into Sonoma County. So we all are grateful for it, so we didn't experience any damage. Our 2015 reds that were 100% made by our new winemaker, Thomas Brown, coming on the market now here in February. We just got in Wine Spectator last week a beautiful grade and one of our Cabernets, the Rosedale Block Cabernet, which we only make 97 cases of, but they gave it a 94 outstanding rating. And the two bottles they had rated 94 and 95 above it were both $300 a bottle, which our Rosedale is not.
Wow.
So we feel very good about our progress, but we're still struggling. We got a ways to go.
Check them out, VermeilWines.com. We've been visiting with the legendary and Super Bowl winning coach. We love him when he's on the program, Dick Vermeil at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You enjoy Super Bowl 52, Coach, and we look forward to talking to you again here in 2018. All the best.
all the best to you, Alyssa. Thank you.
Absolutely.